Empiri sells 1 Tinks 35 BTC in weeks as its never sell reserve drops 76%. Empiri sold 1,635 BTC for $102.2 million over a period of just over a month, cutting its unrestricted Bitcoin holdings by 76% and leaving only 325 coins free of encumbrance. The disclosure reported by CryptoSlate on August 9, 2026, is one of the clearer public examples of a corporate treasury, built on a never-sell thesis being forced to do exactly that. The sales landed as Bitcoin traded at $65,177, up 0.3% on the day and 3.4% on the week, according to CoinMarketCap data as of August 9, 2026. This was not a fire sale into a crashing market. It was a company selling into a calm tape because obligations came due, which is the more instructive version of the story. The math behind the shrinking stack: by August 6th, Empiri retained 1,279 BTC. Of that, 954 coins were pledged as collateral against roughly $35 million of debt, leaving 325 coins the company can actually move without a lender's sign-off. Put differently, more than 74% of what Empiri still calls a Bitcoin reserve is spoken for. That distinction between coins held and coins controlled is the part most treasury press releases gloss over. A balance sheet can show a large Bitcoin position, while the majority of it sits behind a lien. The headline number and the usable number are not the same, and Empiri's case makes the gap concrete. 1,279 held, 325 free. The $102.2 million raised from the 1,035 coins works out to an average of roughly $62,500 per BTC, close to but slightly below the current spot price. For a seller that publicly favored holding, realizing near spot in an orderly manner is the good outcome. The bad outcome is being forced to sell the collateralized 954 coins during a drawdown, when a lender, not the company, decides the timing. Debt turns conviction into a variable. The never-sell treasury model, popularized by larger Bitcoin accumulators, rests on a simple promise: raise capital, buy coins, hold them indefinitely, and let the balance sheet compound. The model works cleanly when the capital raised is equity. It gets fragile when the capital is debt secured by the coins themselves. Borrowing against a volatile asset introduces a second party with a veto over your conviction. Interest payments and principal come due on a calendar, not on Bitcoin's schedule. If cash flow does not cover those obligations, the coins have to. Empiri's decision to sell its unrestricted stack first, before touching the pledged 954, is the textbook response. Liquidate what you can freely control to avoid triggering the terms on what you cannot. This is the same counterparty dynamic that affects ordinary crypto users, who spend from their own wallet versus those who rely on a custodian or lender holding their balance. When someone else has a claim on your coins, whether a card issuer, an exchange, or a debt covenant, your ability to act on your own timeline is conditional. Insolvency and forced liquidation precedents across the last few cycles all trace back to that single point, a pattern, not an isolated event. Empiri is not alone in feeling the strain of leveraged Bitcoin treasuries this quarter. SpaceX recorded a $540 million Bitcoin loss on its corporate holdings, and Marathon Digital pledged 18,750 BTC to back a $600 million loan, a structure that ties a large share of its reserve to lender terms. American Bitcoin holds 8,002 BTC with 38% locked under a Bitmain arrangement. The common thread is that the encumbered portion of these treasuries is growing faster than the free and clear portion. For anyone reading a treasury announcement, the useful question is no longer how many coins a company holds. It is how many it can sell on its own terms tomorrow. Empiri's answer, as of August 6th, is 325 out of 1,279. The rest belongs to the debt until the debt is gone.